PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, nearly a dozen children reportedly hurt after a tree fell on a school bus in New Jersey. It happened this morning in the area of Fairmount Road East in Tewksbury in Hunterdon County. The 11 children injured have been hospitalized with minor injuries. Did you know the Board of Public Utilities offers a program to help low-income New Jersey households pay their electric bills? It's called the Universal Service Fund.
The goal of the current USF program is to reduce household energy burden to 2% of income for electricity and 2% of income for natural gas.
That's BPU Chief Economist Ben Witherell. Only 20% of eligible households were actually enrolled in the program. BPU President Christine Gol-Sadavi says they're weighing options for how to help more households. That could include expanding auto enrollment, increasing the max benefit, or adding a new tier so moderate income households qualify for benefits. Governor Murphy is urging for the immediate termination of congestion pricing after the federal government's temporary 30-day extension of the plan. In a statement, Murphy says every day that congestion pricing continues is another day that hardworking New Jerseyans are unfairly told to line the pockets of the mismanaged MTA. He added that New Jersey appreciates and continues to support the Federal Highway Administration's decision to rescind its approval of the program. A charity honoring the lives New Jersey native and NH star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother is now up and running.
The John and Matthew Gaudreau Foundation, officially launched by their widows, who say the goal of the organization is to support initiatives and projects that align with the values and passions their husbands championed during their lives, like youth hockey efforts, helping hockey families in times of need, and now assisting those impacted by drunk driving crashes. It was last summer that Johnny and Matthew lost their lives after they were struck by a suspected drunk driver in Oldmans Township a day before their sister was to be married. Jennifer Bolsoni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You can download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will it be a nice spring weekend to be outdoors? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to be under clouds for now as it's coming in off of the coast and actually moving quite a bit inland, even into parts of Pennsylvania. Later in the afternoon, we'll start to see some sunshine, especially for the areas west, because as the cloud cover degrades a little bit this evening, we'll start to see that clearing sky. Now, as we head into tonight, we could even see some areas of drizzle. High temperatures, by the way, mid-50s to near 60, down to about 40 overnight. And then after the drizzle's gone, we'll have clouds tomorrow, high near 60. Showers and thunderstorms push through on Sunday, and it's going to be numerous in the western parts of the state with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Thank you, Jeff. Right now we've got 41 degrees in Patterson, 42 in Hamilton. Cape May Courthouse is 44. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com. That's hhplayhouse.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.